We're joined in the studio now by Dry Bones, Nathan Rogers on guitar, Leonard Podolok on banjo. I said that wrong, didn't I? I'm sorry. How do you say your last name?
Podolok.
And JD Edwards on six string steel guitar. Welcome to the studio.
Hello.
Canada. Whereabouts?
We're from Manitoba. It's right in the middle of Canada, right in the prairies, the lowest part of Canada.
Excellent.
Aside from the coasts, I guess.
Excellent. And all of you are from there? Is that where you met and formed the band?
That's where we met and formed the band. These two are from Ontario, Nathan and JD, but JD moved to Winnipeg 5 or 6 years ago.
It'll be 7 years.
Seven years ago, and Nathan's been living in Winnipeg since 97, I believe. So, they're definitely both Winnipeggers.
And is the folk scene big in that area?
Yeah, it sure is. We have a big festival too, but also there's a lot of venues in town that have nurtured the careers of many songwriters and tune pickers and whatever. But there's a great scene, really exciting, varied kinds of musicians in Winnipeg. It's very cold, so we sort of joke about that, that's what we do in the wintertime ourselves warm.
So to stop you getting frostbite, you have to play the banjo.
That's right.
Keep your fingers moving. Leonard, you're sitting there with the banjo. There's been a big renaissance with the banjo over the last few years, hasn't there?
Well, I'd like to think so, but I don't necessarily know, because compared to most styles of music, it still seems pretty obscure to me, but there's a lot of young bands coming out these days. Mumford and Sons and the Avett Brothers are very big in the States, and old time music and bluegrass is like, I think 10 years ago with Oh Brother Where Art Thou, that sort of did a big deal. That was good for us.
It won the awards, didn't it, for best soundtrack, the Coen Brothers film.
It did a lot to get old-time music out there.
And Alison Krauss and all of those names now we know, people who perhaps wouldn't have been interested in that music went to see the movie and suddenly realised the joy and the wonderful harmonies as well it can bring.
That's right.
So from then, there you go, banjo. Did you learn it when you were younger, or did you take it up after another instrument?
Well, my dad played it the whole time growing up, and I wasn't really much interested in it at all until I saw this guy named Bela Fleck play, and he's a very progressive banjo picker, and I thought, yeah, I want to learn like that, Pa, but teach me what you can teach me first, and then I'll move on to that. And that was the old-time Appalachian style of playing banjo, and once I started doing that, I really got into it. And I've sort of taken it into other directions, and I like to accompany songs and songwriters and not just play traditional old-time music, but do other things as well.
So excellent.
That's really fun.
Excellent. And do you tend to play a traditional style of folk, or do you mix it up a bit? How would you describe it? I mean, we are about to hear some music, but how would you describe it?
Well, there's definitely an element where we're honoring previous traditions. We definitely have elements of traditional music, traditional sort of forms, but a lot of the music that we play is written either by JD or myself, and with a couple of very excellent notable exceptions written by Leonard. But we also play a lot of, we do play old traditional songs as well. It was well described as old wine in new bottles, to a degree, and to the benefit of that side of things, it's definitely stuff that people will be familiar with, but we've repackaged it, we've reformatted it, and we believe that it's a very genuine approach that way.
And you have a big history with folk music as well, don't you? Your father's a bit of a Canadian folk legend, Stan.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. The late, great, very, very, very follically impaired Stan Rogers. He wrote some songs that the Canadian public are still singing on a daily basis in our country, and that we find people are actually singing along with here in Australia even, which is pretty neat. And it's just sort of, to a lot of degrees, we're all just sort of continuing on in certain traditions, certain family traditions. So,
do you get a lot of requests to perform his music?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Do you mind?
Oh no, that's never a problem. I mean, JD and I actually did a whole tour of Stan's music.
Two tours.
Yeah, I guess it's two, isn't it? Yeah. So November of last year, and then the beginning of sort of the middle of February to the end of February into the beginning of March in Western Canada, just doing a review of my dad's music. JD was playing guitar and singing for that. And I mean it's exciting, you know. It's a lot of fun, you know. If there's any kind of legacy that could ever be passed down to somebody, I mean, one like that is definitely a good one. Definitely a positive association.
Well, let's hear the fruits of all of that. Then this is we've been talking to Nathan Rogers, Leonard Okay. Padolak.
Yes, thank you. Very good.
JD Edwards. They make up Dry Bones. Let's have a listen. What are you about to play?
This song is called The Turning, and this beautiful, beautiful song is a song that Nathan Rogers has written and is so graciously given to me to sing. So.
Oh, come on. It's like, it's not even 11 in the morning and you're already flattering me.
Your whole head's turning red.
Shut up. It's just a sunburn, because I'm bald. For those of you who don't know what we look like, basically, you have to imagine... For me, you have to imagine someone who looks as close to, you know, Mr. Clean or Kojak or, you know, or Yul Brynner, you know, only you know, 30 years old. You
Larry
know.
Or Curly.
Yeah, like, basically...
Mo, Larry, and Curly.
We kind of look like the Three Stooges, actually, which is really bizarre. Leonard has curly hair, and JD has straight dark hair combed to one side. Now, he has a beard right now, and I'm basically bald from...
Top to bottom.
From top to bottom. That's a polite way to put it. All right, anyway, let's play a really serious song about my experiences in the Canadian Arctic. Two, one, two.
Between us left unsaid, somehow it's not the way that it
adrift upon an Arctic sea. I dream that we were icebergs in the bay, the bulk of which is not revealed on any given day, and not allowed to calve off any part into the swell. I fear before the turning home, be so hard to say goodbye to blue and yellow fragments in the shifting Arctic skies, but I am bound for home beyond the icy foam with a fever that I can't reduce and a heart that I won't deny. Tonight I put myself to bed with much between us left unsaid. Somehow it's not the way that it should be. Tonight alone I fall asleep with no one here, no one to keep me.
Wow! Oh my word, and how you work together so well. Especially with some of those really, you know, the intense moments where both you, JD, and Leonard were, you know, you were working that banjo like a demon, but the guitar was going as well.
Like an angel.
Like an
demon angel. Yeah, it's really fun to play with the dynamics. We've been working on that a lot as a band lately and talking about it and just, you know, it's a weird combination. A lot of the times there's two guitars going on at the same time and a banjo, and it's not a typical sort of combination for a three-piece folk ensemble. So it's really important for us to figure out how to make the best of every line in the song. The idea of the instruments in this band is really just to support the vocals, in my opinion. And so if we can do that in a dynamic way, it's a good thing.
And do you get to know each other by jamming, or how do you actually get that, you know, that connection, I suppose?
Well, we definitely, you definitely get a better understanding of someone and their music when you jam with them. I mean, it's another form of communication, you know. If we're not talking, we're listening and talking through our instruments. And, you know, as every gig goes by, every jam goes by, we get to know each other a little bit more, a little bit better, you know, with that being said.
So how long have you known each other for?
Oh, I don't know. These two blokes here have known each other for, I don't know, 15, 16 years, 17 years. Their history goes back. I've met these guys in the last 7 years or so. I think I've known Nathan a little longer than I've known Leonard Podolyak. And,
Puddle duck.
But you know, as we jam, we get to know each other, and then going on tour, you know, driving in the van and going far and coming to Australia, you know, you get to know each other pretty good.
Far too well.
How are you finding traveling as a group?
We're finding it great. I mean, it's, you know, we the only thing that's hard is really being away from home for so long, and that's probably the biggest issue that we have. It's hard. We all have wives at home and families at home. So that's difficult to be away from them for a long time. But you know what? It's part of the gig. It's part of our life and what we do. So we just bear with it and, you know, pull our pants up and keep moving. And
so how long have you been on tour now, on this tour?
We left on the 6th of March, and we got here on the 8th. And we're here till the 17th of April.
Yeah. Okay. And then do you head off anywhere else before going back home?
No.
So it's just this and then back home.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're home after this.
Just Australia and then back to Canada.
Yep. Have you been here before?
No. Well, I've never been. Nathan has never been. Leonard's been here once or twice.
A couple times with another band called The Ducks. We came and played the Woodford Folk Festival, and then we also did a very similar tour to this 4 years ago. So it's still a huge treat for me to come back here. It's been a long time.
How do you find the audiences?
Wonderful. Really, really great and enthusiastic, and they love music. And people love music everywhere, you know. So, yeah, I love the people here.
Is it a different vibe, though, or do you get the same kind of feeling from an audience in Australia, say, to Canada? Obviously, everyone always compares Australia and Canada, but I guess there must be something
in
that.
I think it's pretty similar. The festivals are set up a little bit differently, but I think generally speaking, like if we're doing a concert or something, the audiences are pretty similar to Canada. The festivals in the States are sort of set up a bit differently, and there's not as many chairs already set up, and people are usually just standing there. And it's sort of a little easier, honestly, to get them up dancing in America than it is in Canada or in Australia. Not as hard here, though, as it is in England. I'm not saying about how they enjoy the music. They really enjoy the music. It's just in a different way. It's very cool. And for our band, that's fine. It's really cool.
So what do the English do? They kind of sit there and applaud lightly at the end?
Yeah, they applaud very politely and try not to spill their tea.
You would have no idea until the end of the show that they liked it or not. And then they'll let you know that they really liked it, but you just wouldn't know.
So they'll come out.
But I'm generalizing.
I really love your work, but they've just kind of been sitting there the whole
time. That's right, exactly.
Just looking at you.
So you don't know. But then you do find out, so it's good. In Australia, it's pretty... I don't know. We've had a good idea that they folks have enjoyed our show. So.
Yeah. No one's booed or thrown anything at us yet, so...
which is well, because I have a pretty short temper, so...